The blazing summer heat is long gone, but in Iowa and some other states, presidential politics remains red hot. And now it is time to make decisions. Iowa makes the first official decisions of the race to the White House. Iowa and several other states do not hold initial or primary elections for selecting presidential candidates. They use a different system called a caucus. Caucuses are more complicated than a primary election, as Benjamin Ginsburg at Johns Hopkins University explains.
People registered in a particular political party assemble in a variety of places across the state. And there they discuss, they debate, and at the end of the evening a vote is taken of those assembled. And then all of those votes from across the state are tallied.
These votes determine how many delegates supporting each candidate will go to the convention that nominates that party's official presidential contender. The caucus process requires candidates to work hard in every corner of the state to round up supporters, as Democrat John Edwards demonstrated in 2004.
I came here to ask you to caucus for me. I need you. I cannot do this without you. I need you to get your friends, your family, your neighbors to the caucuses.
Caucuses, unlike primaries, do not always begin with firm candidate decisions. As this John Kerry campaign worker from 2004 explains,
they haven't quite made up their mind, and probably people don't want to say that they've made up their mind. They want to be convinced up to the last minute, but they're listening.
There are political observers who contend that caucuses produce very skewed results. One of them is Mark Rome at Georgetown University.
Caucuses definitely do not represent the electorate at large. Those people who will devote the time and attention to go to the caucuses are the most partisan members of the electorate. Republicans tend to be much more conservative than the electorate if they go to the caucuses. Democrats tend to be much more liberal than the electorate, those who go to the caucuses.
But others see the caucus system as being closer to a democratic ideal. That is the view of Lorenzo Morris at Howard University.
It is true that caucuses not only reflect opinion, they form opinion, and that's the ideal of democracy, that people do not come to any encounter with their own opinions absolutely, but are open to exchange and discussion, so that you build on the pluralistic diversity, different segments, different interests, but they find a common denominator.
For Iowa, what really matters above all is that it selects candidates and their convention delegates first among all the states, before the first primary election is held in the northeastern state of New Hampshire. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.